What will 2019 bring to us in the field of medicinal food? Culinary medicinal plants. Medicinal food, as a science term, first appeared in a 1989 study. It was soon taken over by other researchers from 1919 onwards. Since then, many scientists have set themselves the task of help to build a knowledge arsenal about medicinal food, sometimes also called functional food. They want to map out the traditional medicinal functionings of all kinds of medicinal plants. These medicinal plants are often fruit, vegetables, herbs, nuts, seeds, different types of grain, moss, and sea vegetables. In Vegetales, we focus on medicinal food, but because there are all kinds of overlaps with medicinal plants, we will also treat non-culinary medicinal plants. What are the trends in science? There are major trends going on in the scientific field. These do not take place in 1 year, but over several years. First, there is the trend to look for new forms of natural antibiotics. All kinds of food have antibiotic properties that fight diseases just as well as artificial antibiotics, but without side effects. In addition, one knows the common cause of a large number of, quote, prosperity, quote, diseases, and wants to proclaim this disease. A group of scientists will conduct further research in the year 2019 into Alzheimer's as type 3 diabetes and a lifestyle disorder. In 2020, people hope to be able to draw up a lifestyle prescription to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Our immune system is getting better. The cause of various diseases has been discovered. It's obvious that this research will be further expanded. Researchers want to know how nutrition can ensure that our immune system works optimally. For example, it's now known that fiber from vegetables improves the production of antioxidant enzymes by the liver. People used to think that fibers were useless. Probably one will examine vegetables whose fibers improve the immune system better than others. Also, people will examine which fibers help to trigger enzymes that play a role in a specific part of the body. This is important for combating all kinds of illness, especially autoimmune diseases. Asia, Africa, Arabia versus Europe and America. A very special trend in global medical food science is the fact that most studies come from Asian, African and Arab countries. European and American researchers do not completely fail. There is also a lot of research into medicinal nutrition. However, there's a huge difference in perception. In Asia, Africa and Arabia, people are more inclined to recommend the consumption of the researched herb, vegetable or fruit against certain diseases after it has been proven that there is sufficient evidence for this. In Europe and North America, research teams are more inclined to molecularly dissect the medicinal aspect of the medicinal plant, reproduce it synthetically and market it in pill form in order to pursue commercial gain, reducing or ignoring side effects. A fourth trend that should be mentioned is the reduction of side effects of medicinal therapies. Scientists from various countries are conducting research into medicinal food because it can fight diseases just as well as synthetic drugs, but without the side effects. At right angles to this is the tendency of science teams to continue to examine some drugs with all kinds of negative side effects positive effects, with the aim of maintaining the commercial marketing of this medicine. This development is diametrically the development in the medicinal diet field. Scientists see in medicinal nutrition the biggest advantage that it has no side effects. That is why it's rather special that there are other research teams that completely ignore all sort of side effects of synthetic drugs as if they never exist. And some side effects are very serious. Chemotherapy against cancer is known to have death as a side effect. So people are still examining why people should take this medicine instead of examining a medicine without the side effect death. That may be more important. There are four important trends in medicinal food country, as I just explained, but here's a brief overview of what I just said. The natural antibiotics, vegetables, fruits and herbs that work as well or better than synthetic antibiotics. Disease, it will further be specified which inflammation causing substances increase the risk of diseases and which medicinal foods can help to reduce inflammation. One also looks at medicinal nutrition that specifically works against inflammation in certain organs or parts of the body. Recommendations of medicinal food instead of synthetic medicines, and that mainly comes from Africa, Asia and Arabia. The antioxidant enzymes as number four. How can we strengthen our immune system so that we do not need medication, but our immune system itself can correct diseases? The high ascending aspirin discussion. A discussion that will be very loudly held in 2019 is the aspirin discussion in the scientific world. A group of scientists think that there is enough evidence to recommend that aspirin is prescribed as a preventive medicine in skin cancer. But another group of scientists says there is sufficient evidence that aspirin increases the risk of skin cancer. So that's enough information for a big fight. Social support self-regulation companies. In the slipstream of development with such as Alzheimer's seen as diabetes type 3 or lifestyle disease, we see the cause of various diseases are known and lies in inferior nutrition. Maintaining a vegetable garden yourself may mean that you reduce the risk of contracting a large number of diseases. The joint government in this world have conducted a policy that has a strong tendency towards self-regulation of companies. And the self-regulation means that companies themselves determine that the safety of the food production process is guaranteed. And nowadays we see more and more, often that this self-regulation is not working well, according to governments. And that there will be a blow to more government self-regulations. The government, however, has a hard time making rules in a society that is changing rapidly in appearance. This tension between business and government will be increased in 2019. It is almost certain that in 2019 it will come to a big scandal, such as horse meat scandal, Q fever scandal, or chicken egg scandal, which will further reduce social support for self-regulation in the food sector. So maybe if the food industry don't make laws too well, the government themselves have to make laws, because that's their job anyway. We are going to close down more hospitals. In 2018, there was a commotion about closing hospitals for financial reasons, at least in the Netherlands. That will not be less in 2019. Hospital entrepreneurs reported in 2018 that there is no money to be earned on healthcare, but on hospital buildings. It appears that hospitals are declined, bankrupt in order to get into the hands of the same parties and groups of investors in the next round. This is somewhat strange because the market is big and many people need health care. Politicians have chosen to make a profit on backs of sick people, while in the other countries, some other countries, the healthcare system is free of charge. There will be more and more resistance to the profitable healthcare system because the level of consciousness in the area of moral manners of humanity grows continuously for hundreds of years. A long-term development in hospital land is that there are fewer people that visit the hospital in terms of staying overnight. Less hospital beds are filled every year. As a result, hospitals become more empty and profitably decreases. Another long-term development is the decades-long staff shortage among medical professionals. This is solved by the market automatically by closing a few hospitals so that the vacated staff can work for another employer. They do not want to solve it by a salary increase because then the profitability of the hospital is jeopardized. And then we have a very strange thing. I call it in English the male womp. So I invented this male womp word. And I think it's the best word for it, because in 2018, a Danish pharmaceutical company made 300 million euros available to a Belgian laboratory to develop a male's womb. The lab technicians have set themselves the goal that homosexuals should also have the right to natural paternity and motherhood at the same time, because in this male womb, the scientists want to make a baby out of two cells of a man. This is ethically dubious, and it shows that companies in pharmacy do not have the priority to improve the health of people. With this research amount, many studies on medicinal food could be done to help the whole mankind. But one only wants to help their own wallet by developing patents for one product that has a chance, great chance, of failing because it will produce malformed children. Furthermore, in 2019, more of this kind of expression from what probably in 100 years will be seen as signs of a degenerated and perverted society will come to light. People will demand that their investment funds excommunicate this kind of fake medical companies. So why is this company fake medical? Because it does not solve a medical health problem, but wants to develop a patent with which commercial goals are being pursued. Moreover, a non-problem is solved in favor of a new legal construction, a child with two biological fathers. The most serious thing about this development is that it is not about making a male womb, actually, about a so-called homosexual sense of justice. The idea behind this research is differently. It is that in the future, women will become superfluous to make children. Homosexual women are actually abused by the pharmaceutical company to make a larger science possible, the production of people without involving people. This ethically unconquerable development is an example of some degrading ideas that pharmacists hold. Now, Vegetales wants actually to do something completely different with medicinal food. So, Vegetales wants to set up a medicinal food center where people cure diseases by eating the right medicinal menu. For now, we forecast that in 2025, the first new medicinal food center will be built in India. Enjoy your medicine.
Oh, it's so high though, yeah. Oh, no.